Each week on the hit show Out of the Fog, spark your spirit and ignite your soul. Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic, lights up your day with spiritual conversation, enlightening guests, and on-air readings that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, light workers, spiritual visionaries, and more. Whether she's interviewing someone well-known or unknown, Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity keep the atmosphere positive and generous. Want an on-air reading? Tune in to hear Karen take your calls and deliver the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Now here's your host, Karen Hager.
Hello, and welcome to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager, also known as the Fog City Psychic. And each week at this time, we gather for spiritual conversation and enlightening guests. I want to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. I want to get you moving from stuck to unstuck, out of fear, and into love. You are very welcome here. Whether you're listening live or you're catching an archived version of the show on Transformation Talk Radio or Blog Talk Radio or on iTunes, wherever you're finding it, especially now as we're settling into the transformative energy of this new year, it is very important to acknowledge how we are all connected and that time and distance are no barrier to energy. Today is an all readings show. Yippee! And what that means is that I'm going to open the lines for the entire hour and take your calls. If you are looking for compassionate, no-nonsense intuitive guidance, here I am. Come get me. I would love to use my gifts of clairvoyance and clairaudience to take a look at your questions. Now, you can call 1-800-930-2819 to get on the air with me. That's 800-930-2819. The reassuring voice that you hear at the other end of the phone will be the amazing Chris, and he will let me know that you're waiting to talk to me.
Hi there.
Oh, it's the amazing Chris. Oh, my goodness, you scared me there. Hello, amazing Chris.
Well, hello, amazing Karen. You're amazing as well.
Thank you. And that was that was it right there?
That's it. You're just amazing.
And see, that happy guy, that's Chris, and he will let me know that you're waiting to talk to me. Now, if you can't get to a phone, I will also be taking your questions from the instant feedback box at transformationtalkradio.com. The box is on the right-hand side of the page near the top. I'm already getting instant feedback messages from Barbara in Washington State and from Jesse in Pennsylvania, and we'll get to those in just a minute. Now, while you're dialing 800-930-2819, you are dialing, right? You're dialing right now. I want to let you know that the Out of the Fog Salon is this Saturday. That's only a few days away. What is the Out of the Fog Salon? That is the online gallery reading where everyone who attends gets a reading from me, and we all have a blast in the process. I do this once a month, and it is a great way to get an urgent question answered, to raise your vibration, and to learn from the messages that Spirit has for other people in the group. It's $19.99 for the salon. Here's the catch about Saturday. Guys, there's only one seat left. I keep that group really small so that I don't go nuts trying to read for everybody. So there's only one seat left for Saturday. If that seat is yours, head over to fogcitypsychic.com and claim it. The next online gallery reading is on February 23rd, and you can get the details and register for that on my website, too. Now, let's go to the phones, and let's take a call from Jill in Chicago. Hello, Jill.
Good afternoon. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, you're very welcome. I'm glad you're here. Is there a question I can look at for you today?
Oh, how about career?
All right. And is there a specific area that you'd like me to look at in career? The reason that I'm asking you that way, Jill, is that the more specific your question is, the better answer I can give you. If you say, like, well, how's my future looking? And I say, well, it looks like it'll go on.
Yeah, no, I get
okay.
it. Yeah, it looks like it'll go on. I didn't think so last week. I had a huge shoulder pain, but I got it fixed. Well, I kind of want to know what type of work and how soon. I mean, without being ego in it, I've got a lot of different talents, and I just need a job, and I'd like to use it, but I guess vastly different kinds of things I could do.
Yeah, absolutely. One of your strongest qualities that you're showing me, Jill, is your ability to actually to make connections and to make connections with people. You show me a lot of strength in teaching, training. You'd be great in sales. Yeah, here's your problem. I guess you'd be great in sales. You'd be great in marketing. You could build your own airplane and fly around the world. I guess I'm getting it now. You have a lot of gifts. Gifts that put you especially in front of people, that put you in a position where you're building a team, where you're motivating people. That's the strongest, I think, the strongest place for you. Now, in your search for the thing that is right for you, I pulled a little card for you. I've got the Sonia Choquette Ask Your Guides card, and I use those when I'm reading on the radio because sometimes it helps me get a quick hit on somebody's situation. The card I pulled for you is the appreciation card. That doesn't mean that you're unappreciative, but what it means is that as a person who has the ability to create strong connections between people, to hold that space so that they can get things done, you may yourself not be as aware as you could be about how you're connected with everybody else, about your connection with source, your connection with earth, your connection with your own internal guidance that will help you get some clarity on this question, okay? So my sense is that you're being asked to look at the ways in which you are connected, look at your network, look at what brings you joy, okay? And that's going to be what leads you towards your next job option. Now, when I look at timing for you, and timing is difficult, because not a lot of psychics would say this, I love to be wrong, okay? So prove me wrong, okay? You get out there and prove me wrong. My sense about timing is that we've got into the spring before you've got a lead that you're following up, and a firm offer comes to you more into the summer. Okay, so we've got a couple months here. I don't know how long you've been waiting. I feel like you're really antsy. You're ready to go. Let's go now. I want to go. I feel like you've got a little bit longer to wait. I think you already know, but in case you don't, let me just say that your guides are showing me that you are going to be absolutely fine. Okay, one of the things about you is that you have an ability whenever something happens, you always kind of land butter side up, you drop your toast. Does it land butter side down on the kitchen floor, butter side up? You seem like you land butter side up almost all the time. And this job situation is one of those for you, okay?
Awesome.
Is that helpful? Is that helpful stuff?
That helps quite a bit. It really does.
Yay.
I'm just wondering if you wouldn't, I know it's kind of a one question hit, but if it's not coming till summer, what am I going to do about my finances?
Well, your lead comes in the spring, and the reason that the lead comes is because you're working those connections, okay? I would not be surprised to hear in a couple months that you've got something that is temporary or project-based, something that you're kind of, the way that they show it to me is that you're kind of looking in on something every once in a while, and that brings in a little bit of income.
Exactly.
But I understand you've got a real life and real expenses, and the actual money, the real steady stuff doesn't come until as we get into the late spring, early summer. Sorry?
No, I said that's cool.
Oh, that's cool. Okay.
You said late spring or early summer.
And you're gonna be okay till then, but it's because of what you're doing. It's not because of what I say. It's because of what you're doing to work those connections and to make that happen. Okay? Good luck, Jill. And get that job in the next 10 minutes, would you call me back and go, ha ha, you were wrong. I didn't have to wait till
you
spring.
You gotta give me 15 minutes to head downstairs, But I will. I love to.
Thank you so much.
I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Jill. Have a great rest of your day.
You too.
Bye. And we're going to go to, let's go, we got a couple minutes before the break here. Let's go to Barbara from Edmonds, Washington. She wrote in on the instant feedback box. If you guys are listening at transformationtalkradio.com, you are, right? Go to the right-hand side of the page there. There's an instant feedback box. And you can type if you got to be sneaky, you're at work still, right? You sneakily type your question in there and I'll see it. Barbara in Edmonds, Washington wants to know, will my daughter receive a college scholarship? And where will she go to college? Barbara, thank you very much for connecting today. That's a really interesting question. When I look at your daughter, if you're there and listening live and you'd like to type your daughter's first name into the box, that would help me a little bit. But when I look at your daughter and when I look at you, the sense that I have is that you guys have been, you are not leading a boring existence, okay? You guys have had some some hard knocks and things to overcome, as everybody does. And my sense is that this college scholarship, yes, I feel that she will receive it, is well-deserved, okay? I do feel that she gets a college scholarship. I can't tell you where she'll go to college. I see by what you put in the box that you're in Washington State. I get a very strong California connection for your daughter. And if she is interested in schools down that way, that's kind of where I would send her. I'd kind of actually like for your daughter to meet Jill from Chicago, because your daughter is someone else who in her life sort of lands butter side up. I think they'd be good friends. Your daughter is really in the process of finding her own feet, finding her own voice, and I kind of like that she's going to be moving away to go to school. And it's Kaylee. Yes. Okay, that's great. Oh, good. I'm glad you said music major. Barbara, just to let everyone know, that's not the psychic part, but that's great. When I look at her energetically, there's a ton of music around her. This is a really great thing for her, and my sense is that she's going into a program that not that doesn't just encourage her creative ability, but actually gives her kind of the business smarts to let her be successful. So that's what I'm seeing for Kaylee. Don't give up hope about the scholarships. My sense is that this isn't one big scholarship that saves everything. You may need to look at more than one funding option for her, but she's fine. Now, her talent and her abilities are There's no denying that with her. And I think that when people see that on her merit, yes, she is going to be able to get a scholarship. So thank you very much, Barbara. And Kaylee, good luck. And good luck in college to you. Now, as we get ready to go to a quick break, I want to remind you that the number to call in is 800-930-2819. When we come back from the break, we're going to look at an instant feedback question from Jesse in Philadelphia. And your instant feedback question could be on the show next, or we can take your call. You're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, and we'll be right back. Each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Shosai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. You know how some songs, I haven't heard that song in a million years, and as Chris queued up and it started to play, I realized I know every lyric to that song, every single one. Isn't that weird? And yet I don't access that information. That's just in my mind, I guess, waiting for the day when I... when I need to use it. We are doing an all reading show today. And what we're going to do first is we're going to take a question from Instant Feedback from Jesse in Philadelphia. Then we're going to go to Claire from North Stonington in Connecticut. So let's look at the question from Jesse in Philadelphia. Jesse says, "Hi, Karen. I wanted to get a question in for my mom. Can you do a check on her, Maggie, to see if her chemo is working well? Or if we need some additional alternative things. Love your show." Oh, thank you. Thank you for loving the show. I love this too. This is my idea of a darn good time. So, Jesse, let's take a look at Maggie. All right. Now, the thing about reading for somebody else is that what I'm doing, Jesse, is I'm connecting with you. I can't really read for your mom without her permission. I'm connecting with you and I'm kind of bouncing myself off of you to go and look at Maggie. The other thing I need to say is that I'm a theater major. That was my training in school. My parents are so proud of me. I'm a theater major and not a medical doctor. So I want to be sure that you're not taking any medical advice from the theater major. As I look at Maggie, Jesse, I do see that there are a lot of, I feel, it's kind of like feeling things being drained out of the body. So I want to look and be sure that she's getting a lot of supplements in her diet. I want to be sure that she's getting any kind of herbal support, any kind of natural support that will help her. And this is really to keep up her strength, to keep her in balance as this chemo process is going on. The question, is the chemo working well? When I take a look at this, yes, I think it is working as I'm, my guide is saying, thank you. I'm supposed to say the chemo is working as expected, okay? And your mom's continued strength and her, she feels to me like she's got a really good attitude, right? She doesn't just lie down and take it. She's right up there fighting. It is her strength and her attitude that really brings you a positive outcome with this, okay? In terms of additional support for her, I would love to see some additional supplements. I'd love to be sure, especially that like the minerals in her body are in balance, that as much as she can, she's eating a diet that is very clean food. Holy cow, clean food is really important. Clean food is very important for her. And just keeping everything clean and just supporting her as much as you can energetically and then with additional supplements. And I think you're in good shape. Many blessings to you, Jesse, and many blessings to you, Maggie, as you keep up the good fight. It looks to me from where I sit, you look like you're doing great. So thank you very much. We're going to take a call from Claire in North Stonington, Connecticut. And Claire, you're on the air on Out of the Fog. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Good.
I'm starting my own company, and I'm wondering what, you know, you're picking up or, you know, I've never actually called a psychic or anybody like you before. So, you know, with our economy being the way it is and everything, and, you know, there's just some apprehensions I'm having in general, but, you know, so...
Thank you for trusting me to look at that, first of all. If you've never called anybody like me before, I'll try not to blow it. Because that, I mean, what if this is like the last call like this you ever make? So I'm going to try to do a really good job. What I see when I look at you, and I can see when I look at you energetically, Claire, it's like you're making a fist, like you're hanging on, hanging on, hanging on, you know. When I used to drive, my partner drives really, really fast. And a lot of times when I drive in the car and there's some super fast driving going on, I hang on to that little handle inside the car and I'm hanging on so tight that my knuckles are white. And I don't want to say anything because it's going to start a fight, but I'm hanging on for dear life. And that's the energy that you show me as you kind of clench your fist, you're hanging on for dear life. You are doing exactly what you're called to do. My sense is that you felt guided, that you felt led to start your company. My sense is that you've got all the pieces in place. Well, they may not all be in place. They're falling into place to make this happen for you. And the key to the success here is just to unclench your fists a little bit and let it come to you. Let it happen naturally. You show me at least two good connections, okay? I'm supposed to say two good connections that lead you in the right direction. You already know this, I think. You can't do this all yourself because you'll go nuts. It's too much, right? There are two good connections. One is somebody who you may bring on to work closely with you. This other person is kind of sort of hovering off to the side here, a very good connection, but I don't think someone who comes in as like a partner or as an associate. This may be someone who helps with funding and helps with some idea stuff. But the key for you, Claire, as you move into this is just to unclench your fists a little bit. Let this happen. You already know you're going in the right direction. It's almost like you couldn't help but start your own company, and it doesn't matter what the economy's doing because for you, this is the right time, and you're seizing that moment. Is that what it feels like to you?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. It's pretty amazing. I'm pretty amazed at what you're saying right now.
Oh, good. Okay.
It's true. Yeah. A lot of what you said is true. So, I'd say I was a little skeptical, but I'm pretty amazed, actually.
Oh, well, that's good. I like when people are amazed. But skepticism is good, though, too. Skepticism has its place. Intuition and common sense are sort of meant to work together. The thing about you and the thing about this year, Claire, what I want to say is that you are... you're somebody who doesn't need any more doors closed in their face, okay? And what 2012 looks like to me is doors opening. So opening, opening, opening all the way down as we go through the year. So all this stuff about how this year will be disastrous and all, no. For you, this year is about doors opening and you kind of going from strength to strength. And all that's needed for you to kind of propel yourself to it is just to let it allow it to happen. And I'd love to hear back from you to know how the business is going and how successful you are.
Wow. Okay? Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling the show.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks. So that was great. That was Claire. For many people, the energy of 2012, instead of being, to me, this is how I see it now. You can find a lot of people to tell you a lot of different things. The way that I see it, the energy of 2012 is the energy of transformation, right? A friend of mine, actually, it's Lisa Tani. That's who I'm teaching the Inviting Change classes with this month. She's a spiritual healer and storyteller and author. She's got a great quote in the bottom of her email, and it says, I wish I could find it. I may have to find it and tell you after the break. But it says something like that what to a caterpillar seems like the end of the world, to the butterfly, it's the beginning of new life. I'll dig it up during the break and read it to you. But what seems like the end, when things are changing, what seems like the end is actually the beginning of something really beautiful. Claire is standing right at that point, right at the beginning of something really beautiful. Now, we are taking your calls, and we'll be taking your calls at 800-930-2819. I'm also taking your questions in the instant feedback box, and we'll get to Gail's question from California. We've only got a couple minutes before we go to break, though, so this is a good time for me to let you know that the January session of the online intuitive development intensive is underway, and we're having a great time with that. That session is where I'm working with a very small group of really talented students, and they're working on learning to establish a clearer, more reliable connection with Source. And they're gaining confidence, too, in their ability to speak intuitively for themselves and for others. If you are interested in exploring and experimenting with your intuitive abilities, check out the session of this class that I'm running in March. It's the March Psychic Development Intensive. It's a 4-session online class that's open to students of all abilities. That means whether you are a beginner or whether you're working professionally as an intuitive, everybody is welcome in the class. I keep the group very small, and that's so that everybody gets individual attention. One of the ways that my method of teaching is different from what other people are teaching is that I encourage the students in my class to speak intuitively with other students and to actually learn by doing. A lot of intuitive development classes just give you maybe stuff to do, stuff to consider, and there's no chance to practice. There's no chance to experiment. It's not a canned curriculum. I teach this group as I'm guided to do, and I focus on the growing edges of the students. Now, there's more information at fogcitypsychic.com/intensive. And when you get there, you'll see that I want you to email me before you sign up for the class. And that's so I can be sure that we keep the class balanced, because we are having people of all different abilities in the class, and also so that only those people who are serious about opening up their intuitive awareness are in the group. So you can find more information at fogcitypsychic.com/intensive. And actually, fogcitypsychic.com is the place to go for all kinds of information, what's coming up on the show. You can sign up for the not-so-monthly newsletter. That just went out today, I'm proud to say. And much more. If you're interested in booking a private session with me, don't hesitate to get in touch. I would love to use my intuitive abilities to help you move forward with more clarity and confidence. Now, we're getting ready to go to a break. When we come back, we'll take your calls for on-air readings. We'll get to Gail's question from California. She's got a question in the instant feedback box. It's not too late for you to put your question in there, too. You're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, and we'll be right back.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
What are we attracting in our life and relationships, and why? And how can we let go of attracting and being attracted to things that may not serve us? Peter Kane has been facilitating deep relationship work for over 30 years. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is passionate about bringing aliveness into your life and relationships. Contact Peter Kane for counseling, coaching, or breathwork. Visit peterkane.org. Or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class, yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit Ann with an E, Taylor.com.
Discover the ancient art of herbal medicine today. Herbs can help our bodies better respond to the modern world's high stress, toxicity, and pathogens. Herbs can assist our bodies with their powers of nourishment and strength, reconnect to the earth, and engage more fully with life through remedies from nature. Using vital herbs through teas, infused compounds, and powders, the talented, highly trained herbalists at Urban Wellness help choose the herbs best suited for you. See what herbs can do for your life and health by visiting Urban Wellness in downtown Kirkland or online at urbanwellness.net. That's urbanwellness.net.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager, and today I'm here in my role as the Fog City Psychic. We've got open lines. You can get in right now if you call 800-930-2819. I would love to bring you on the air with me and give you some compassionate, no-nonsense, I'm low on the woo-woo factor, intuitive advice. Now, before we went to break, I was trying and failing miserably to tell you this really great quote that I feel like has some resonance when we're talking about the energy of 2012, the transformative energy of 2012. Here's the quote that my friend and colleague Lisa Tunney has as her email signature. What the caterpillar calls the end of the world, the master calls a butterfly. That's a wonderful quote. What the caterpillar calls the end of the world, the master calls a butterfly. Now, I don't know who that quote is attributed to, but I love that as an image for transformation, for real change coming to us in 2012. Now, we've got a question. We've got Sharon on the phone from Connecticut. And Sharon, you are on the air with Karen Hager. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. Thanks for calling the program. Is there a question that I can look at for you today?
Okay, this is kind of like lame in a way, but my daughter is getting my daughter's getting married next February, and we've gone through some hard times financially, and this has like been our dream. She's like in her 30s, so it's not like, you know, she's a young kid, and she wants to have a baby, so she doesn't want to wait too long.
Yeah.
Can you see anything in my future? I know this is weird, but lottery or me, I'm in real estate. Do you see me selling like a big price property or anything? I really want to help my daughter.
Yeah. I do see you being able to help your daughter financially, Sharon. I'm not sure you win the lottery. Believe me, if I could predict lottery winners, I would be so rich right now.
That was just a joke. I'm just saying.
You and I would be on a yacht together.
I know. That was just like, I just pulled that out of the air. But I'm just thinking, you know, realistically, do you see anything in my future that can help her with her wedding?
I do. I want to say two things about this. So, yes, I do see something in your future that can help with the wedding. My sense is that you are about to, and this is not too long from now, you are about to kind of to close a deal, to make a sale that really helps a lot. It doesn't solve all your problems, but it helps a lot. You're very good at what you do. You and your daughter have kind of the same quality of just, even as you get, you know, hit over the head and dragged backwards, you keep fighting, you keep going forward. And I love that about both you guys. So yeah, you are going to be able to help her. Things get a little more stable for you, especially as I go into the next like 4 months. Things are looking like they're stabilizing for you, which is wonderful. Now her wedding is next month. Is that correct? Is that what
you said? Next year.
Okay. So you've
next
got a whole
February.
Year.
Yeah, whole year.
Excellent. Okay, that's excellent. For her, I'm supposed to say to tell her, I think this may be about the baby, I'm supposed to say there is still time, Okay, so there is still time for her. I'm not in charge of when souls choose to incarnate and when they don't. I would never pretend that I was, but I'm guided to say there's still time for her to start a family. When I look at her wedding and when I look at that relationship, it's not, no relationship is perfect, but the sense that I have about that relationship and her future moving forward and yours as well is this wonderful sense of, I'm going to say grace, of flow, of everybody in your family, in your circle of friends, finally able to go, oh, thank goodness that's over. Okay, now we can relax. I'm so glad we got through that. Wasn't that awful? Yeah, we made it. That's what it feels like as I look ahead for you, Sharon, and that's wonderful. My sense is that your daughter's wedding is beautiful and that she is happy and that this is you, what you have done for her makes a wonderful day. And it isn't even so much that you spent money on her. It's more about the way that you support and love her and kind of lift her up. This is a great time between now and then. And is this for the daughter or for the mother? This is for you, I think, Sharon. Any sort of repairs that you feel called to make emotionally, anything you want to say sorry for, not to your daughter even necessarily, but to the people around you, this is a great time to make a new start and just kind of clear the air on all levels. That opens up that energy for that financial help to come to you too, okay? Because you're making a clean slate. You're making a nice open area for that financial stuff to come to you. You seem to me to be really good at real estate. And my sense is that your openness and kind of generous spirit is what brings in clients to you and what brings in financial abundance to you. Okay. Is that helpful? I'm sorry. I just feel like I took your question and I went way all over.
I just didn't want to be petty and talk about money. I mean, it's just money. This money is tied to an emotional
sure.
thing. So, yeah.
Well, it is. And your love for her and wanting to make it okay, wanting to make it beautiful, wanting to make it nice and go smoothly is such a wonderful impulse. So you're a good mom, and congratulations on her wedding. There's a lot of happiness, there's a lot of light around that too. Your daughter shows me that she is an intuitive person herself, and I'm supposed to say that she may already be kind of getting vibes around the relationship, getting vibes around the wedding, getting vibes around starting a family. I would encourage her to really trust those and just understand that that's like the little whisperings of the Holy Spirit or whatever you want to call it. And she should allow that into her life. She's going to be happy. And I think so are you.
Thanks
okay.
Much. Okay. That makes me feel a lot better. Thank you.
Oh, good. Thank you for calling this show, Sharon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
We've got an instant feedback message from Sandy in Ontario who says that the caterpillar quote is by Richard Bach. So thank you very much, Sandy. That keeps me, I've been reading all about like the new internet protection laws where everything has to be, you know, you have to attribute everything and get it right. So I don't want anybody to come and, you know, break down my office door because I didn't attribute the quote. So the caterpillar quote, what the caterpillar calls the end of the world, the master calls a butterfly, that can be attributed now to Richard Bach. Thank you, Sandy. I'm glad you're listening today. Now, Gail in California put her question in the instant feedback box. Are you going to put your question there too so I can read on it? Gail in California wants to know, do you see a healthy scholarship for my son, Dominic? Gail, thank you very much for writing in, and I appreciate that you've been waiting for me to get to your question. Your question is one of those, maybe I'll talk about this in a little bit, but when I'm reading for people, I'm looking at the question, obviously, but I'm also looking kind of at the question behind the question. And when you say, do I see a healthy scholarship for my son, Dominic, what I pick out of there is healthy and Dominic, okay? I see how much you love him and want him to do well, and I see him, he shows me kind of this really, I feel like he's laughing, he looks physically healthy, he's doing really well. I want to just advise you as you're going forward and as you're going into this time where there's a lot of stress, I would love him to begin to be aware of how he carries his energy, how his energy is balanced. A lot of times stress can affect our physical bodies. A lot of times stress can can kind of disrupt our sleeping patterns. It can disrupt our eating patterns. It can make us go all wacky. And we're not always completely aware of why that's happening. So as I look ahead for Dominic in this time of stress, I just want to be sure that he's staying healthy, that he's keeping his energy balanced, and that he's keeping everything on an even keel. For Dominic, this is important for everybody, but they're making me look at it especially for Dominic. Balance is really important, energetic balance. I do see a scholarship coming for him. If when you say healthy, what you really mean is it a giant trillion-dollar amount that solves everything? No, not really. I think that Dominic is going to be working as he moves forward as well. He's going to be earning part of his way. When I am looking at him energetically and wondering if he minds, he doesn't show me that he actually minds that. I think he's going to enjoy. He's going to be doing something he likes, even if it's, you know, kind of lousy the way you work your way through college. He's going to be doing something he likes, and he's going to be doing something that he can take some pleasure in and make connections. Another thing that I really like about Dominic is that he seems really friendly. He's giving me the open hand in friendship, and I love that for him. So I feel like he gets along well. If he's able to just keep his energy in balance, keep all his ducks in a row, that's a good place for him to be. I do see a scholarship coming in, but my sense is that he is going to be working to continue to keep himself in school, and it seems to be okay with him. So thank you, Gail, very much for putting in your question. Now, in just a couple minutes, we're going to be going to break, so I want to remind you there's still time for me to take your call at 800-930-2819. I feel like I'm running one of those pledge breaks. Call in now, 800-930-2819. And if you can't get to the phone, if you're kind of sneaking around at work or whatever, put your message in the instant feedback box at transformationtalkradio.com. That box is on the right-hand side of the page. And of course, remember, if you would like to get more information about me, what I'm doing, why I'm doing it, you're always welcome at FogCityPsychic.com. If you haven't yet signed up for the Not So Monthly newsletter, it's not so monthly because I don't put it out every month because I get busy with other things. When you sign up on my site, I've got a free guided meditation that I would love to send you as your gift for getting on my list and for supporting the work that I do and really for letting me share your life. That's why I like this work so much. I'm Karen Hager, and you're listening to Out of the Fog. We'll be right back after this.
Ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Did you know that the average woman will use up to 12,000 disposable pads and tampons in her lifetime? That's a lot of waste. Make the healthier choice for the planet and your body with Glad Rags washable cloth menstrual pads made with no plastics, adhesives, or gels. Glad Rags cloth pads are safe, simple, smart, period. For more information on how you can save the planet one month at a time, visit us at gladrags.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak.
Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I want to share something amazing with you. If you're sick of information and ready for an extreme transformation, then check out world-renowned energy healer Ann Taylor at FasterQuickerBetter.com. She's been creating miracles in tens of thousands of people's lives for over 16 years, and I'm one of those people. You too can easily do the same by simply listening to her recordings. If you want to miraculously eliminate fears, worries, and negative beliefs, then you owe it to yourself to purchase her amazing package, which includes over 50 pieces of healing work. Thanks to Ann's 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Hurry over to FasterBetterQuicker.com and finally experience the quantum leap in consciousness that you truly deserve.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Well, it's supposed to be Safety Dance. I tried.
Oh. Well, maybe
do you want me to sing it? I'll go S-S-S-S-A-A. There you go. All right.
Well, welcome back to Out of the Fog. Things don't always go as planned, do they? But I'm still here. I'm your host, Karen Hager. We've got an all-reading show. We've got one segment left in the program. I would love to take your call right now and give you an on-air intuitive reading. The number is 800-930-2819. It's 800-930-2819. You can also put your question into the instant feedback box at transformationtalkradio.com. Just like Gail did from California, I read her during the last segment. She says, thank you for your reading. And I got 3 exclamation points, so that makes me feel really happy. Thank you, Gail, very much. Now, one of the things that people ask me, I was thinking back to our earlier caller who said that she had never talked with a psychic before, and I think a lot of people are afraid to, and that's because there are not all psychics are scrupulous. Not all psychics are working with love and light. Not all psychics are working from a place of integrity. And so while we have a little bit of time here, while you're dialing, and you are dialing, aren't you, I would love to just say a little bit about how to get the most out of your next contact with the psychic, or your first contact with the psychic if you've never done this before. One of the first things to do is to think about why it is that you want a reading. People do have all kinds of reasons for wanting to talk with an intuitive. Some people are doing it just for pure entertainment, and that's awesome. They're not looking for any serious dialogue. They want to do something fun. They want to have they want information. It's like a happy party game for them. And that's perfectly fine. When I connect with someone intuitively, the energy that they bring to me is kind of the energy with which I connect with them. Some people have specific career questions, money or relationship or love, as you've heard from some of the callers on the show today. Other people are seeking spiritual guidance or healing. And some people want validation of their own intuitive experiences or their own sense about a situation or a relationship. And some people, very few, but some are looking for a longer term relationship with a guide who can help them on their journey toward achieving their own highest and best good. They're looking for a mentor. Now, if you're looking to contact one of your loved ones who've passed over, you really want to be looking for a medium, okay? Not all psychics are mediums. And it's important if you want to connect with one of your loved ones in spirit that you're working with a medium. A medium is someone who is kind of a go-between between the spirit world, between our loved ones in spirit, and here where we are now. A medium can help enhance that communication, can bring you messages, can bring you affirmation that your loved ones are okay. But not all psychics are mediums. So it's important to know know what you're doing before you contact a psychic. Now, let's go ahead and take a call. This is, I'm just looking at my thing. This is Maria from Johnston. And Maria, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited.
You're welcome. Where is Johnston? And am I even saying that right?
You are saying it perfectly. It's actually in Rhode Island.
In Rhode Island. Oh, great. Yeah. Well, welcome to the show. I'm glad you're here. Is there a question I can look at for you?
Yes. I had a question about my my love life. It's always been very... It's been entertaining. I can't argue there, but but at the same time, you know, I'm ready for, you know, big moves, and you know, I'm just wondering if that's, you know, my career is going very well, and, you know, it would be nice if everything was copacetic and my, you know, my insides match my outsides, and my longing to have a family and get married is something that's, you know, going to happen for me someday.
Yes. Yes, it is something that's going to happen for you someday. And the reason why is not because some crazy lady you met on the radio tells you so. It's because of what you're doing right now, Maria. It's because of the way you're working to be sure that your outside matches your inside. It's the way that you, what you're great about is taking your dreams and your passions and just kind of integrating them into your life. I pulled a card for you as you were talking. This time for you coming up is a time of tremendous pleasure and joy. That doesn't just mean like pleasure in your physical body. It does mean that you're coming into a time when you're really attractive to people who are also looking for partners. This is a great time for you to attract a partner, but it also means that your own sense of glee with you. Your sense of joy, that sense of glee, of fun, of playfulness about being a spiritual being in a physical body is super heightened for you right now. This is a great time to go out and buy an outfit that looks fabulous on you, something you can just really rock it when you're wearing it, and go out and just kind of show yourself off, not because you're attracting someone to you, but because you're so happy and you're feeling so joyful and you have so much, you know, you have so much joy in what's going on with you. So go out and really have fun with this, okay? I do see marriage and a family for you. I have to say that it doesn't feel like it's coming this year. Now, again, prove me wrong. Call me back in an hour and let me know that you got married. You went outside, bought a great outfit, and got married. I don't see it coming this year for you. What I do see is you continuing to grow into this really wonderful sense of who you are, your own power. And that's a beautiful thing. Does that answer your question?
No, I'd say that's right on target. I would totally agree with that.
Well, thank you very much for calling the show. And when you get married in the next 15 minutes, now you call me. I don't think that's what's going to happen. But
thank you so much. Have a great night.
Thank you. You too. And we're going to take our last call of the evening. We're going to talk to Cheryl from Indiana. And Cheryl, you're on what I like to call the lightning round when we get down to the end of the show. I'll ask you for your question, and I'm going to just try to, bam, hit it as hard as I can. Okay?
Okay.
So, hello. What's your question?
Yes, I just wonder if I'm getting ready to go through the divorce, and I just wonder if you see something good happening for me in the near future.
Do you know what I see around you really, really strongly? You bring me a ton of angelic energy all around you, like in a big bursting, wow, golden white light. You have so much protection and so much love around you, Cheryl. I just really want to let you know that energetically you are very, very well supported, okay? So that feeling of I'm all by myself, I'm not going to make it, I don't think I'm going to do it, I can understand where that may be coming from. That's your fear talking. That's not you, okay? You do get through this. I think you already know that the divorce is kind of the right path, and it's unfortunate, but that is kind of a path that opens up a better way for you, okay? And as you move through this process, you get stronger instead of weaker. As you move through this process, you get healthier instead of more upset, okay? So please know that there's so much love and so much guidance around you that you are going to be okay. And yes, this is, although it's really difficult, this leads you to better things. This leads you to more strength, more confidence, and I just feel like your energy lightens up tremendously as you pass through this time, okay? Is that helpful stuff, Cheryl?
Yes, it is. Thank you. Very helpful. Thank you.
Oh, I'm so glad, and I'm really glad you got on right at the end of the show here. Thank you very much. Have a great rest of your day.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. And we're getting down to the end of the program. Someone wrote in and asked me to please say a little bit more about the Saturday event. That is the Out of the Fog Salon. It's a monthly gallery reading that I do. Let's face it, I do it because it brings me great joy. It's an online gathering where everybody who attends gets a short reading from me. We share a meditation to raise the vibration of the group, and you get to listen and learn. And okay, we're going to laugh our heads off too. Laugh at the readings that go for other people, that other people receive, and the readings that you get for yourself. So there's more information about that at fogcitypsychic.com. Click the link that says online gallery reading. That's just about all the time that we have for tonight. Please remember that you can join us Tuesdays on Blog Talk Radio. Join me next week here on Transformation Talk Radio and the mighty WBLQ, when my guest will be Shan Vanderleek. And thank you for listening today. Together we are spreading a little more light in the world, and a little more light is always a good thing. Until next time, I'm wishing you peace.
You've been listening to the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. Visit FogCityPsychic.com today to book your session with Karen and learn about upcoming events and classes. If you've missed any part of this amazing show, go to FogCityPsychic.com for your free download. See you next week.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation Talk Radio.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
How would you feel if you knew that you could enhance the quality of your life by transforming your thoughts and your feelings? We have been programmed to believe that we have no power to change our circumstances. When we feel powerless to change what happens in our life, every situation becomes an additional circumstance we cannot change. We keep adding to this feeling of helplessness. Start using a gratitude journal and write at least 5 things that happened in your day that you are grateful for. And remember, it can be small things at first. You can be grateful for the beauty that you see with your eyes, or it can be a smile from a stranger. Start focusing on what you are grateful for, and you will direct the energy to send you more and more of this. To get your journal infused with the essence of gratitude, visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com.
Listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Don't touch that dial. We'll be beginning a brand new show at the top of the hour with one of our amazing hosts. Transformation Talk Radio. Talk radio to change the world.